In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean that the scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses? Well, remember last week we celebrated the feast of the chair of Peter. And that chair is symbolic of Peter's authority, also his teaching office to teach the gospel. And so, the chair of Moses is also symbolic of the teaching authority of Moses to teach the covenant which God made with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai. And so our Lord says that the scribes and the Pharisees are teaching the covenant with Moses means. Therefore, pay attention to what they're teaching and do so whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. So what they taught was one thing. What they did, that was something else, because they were hypocritical. And Jesus gives the examples. He says they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders. That in itself is not necessarily a bad thing. There are things that are heavy burdens that we have to carry. Take up your cross. Is your cross light? Not hardly. But we have to take it up and carry it. The problem is that they will not lift a finger to move them. They don't help carrying the burden. And it gives all sorts of other examples. And then says, don't be called rabbi. Well, what do you call your teacher? Teacher. Don't be called father. What do you call your male parent? Father. This is hyperbole. It's meant to say, hey, we really have one teacher. We have really one father. All fathers derive their fatherhood from this guy, namely God the Father. Do not be called master, because we have one master, the Christ, and so on and so forth. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.